gotta go. Some place where they'll never shape who we are. I say don't worry, everything's right on time, and all the clouds are passing by. No one really wonders, no one really wonders. Brother, look into the palm of your hand. I see so much wrong without ever bringing change. What if no one pulled the strings from up high? What if we just tried? Wouldn't it be wonder? No one really wonders. Is it any wonder?
Also have a great video on YouTube for your song Brother. Tell me about that song and video.
That song is more like, this is a more serious one, which is a good example, because it took me like 1 year to write the lyrics. The music was already there, and then when we met our label's mates, we just like, we showed them like new ideas and stuff, and we were in that process like of changing the name for Hey Major and changing the formula and all. And then we were just listening to Brother, and people were just, oh, well, this is a great song, like, we want to work with you and stuff. And and I had like a hard time with one of my good friends from high school, and it was really hard for me and for Raph, and it has been like kind of a hard year as well. So I started working, like writing Brother, and which was a song about forgiveness and acceptance and taking some perspective when you're having a hard time with somebody. And it took a year, like honestly, just to write all the lyrics and going. And it was funny because it was exactly following my process of like forgiveness and also growing up as a human being and just becoming an adult as well. And so Brother was became kind of a letter to friends, brothers around us, family, like people we love and we care about when they are going through that process of changing and like acceptance. And then the message is really taking perspective when you are in a hard time.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months? I know you're working on a new album.
Yeah, we're working on a new album, which will be released this fall, but we don't know the exact dates yet. And this has been kind of a big album to work on because it followed us during the whole process of becoming Hey Major. And for that album, Raph and I, we chose to create those characters. And Raph wrote a song called Connie, and I wrote a song called Jane. And finally, we just decided that Jane and Connie would be the main characters following us through that whole process and representing us while we are changing and going for that big change, and also becoming like musicians that wants to do this for a living and really diving into that process. So this is an album we're really proud of. And we can't wait to release it because it's got a lot of depth, and a lot of emotion, a lot of baggage, and we just can't wait to release it. This is going to be a great album, and we're really proud of.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of that release date?
We're really active on Facebook, Instagram. We also have a website called heymajormusic.com. But everything is going to be posted anyway on Facebook, and the newsfeed is going to be the same on our website, which will be like the one that we're going to use on Instagram and all. So the dates and all are going to be announced. And we just received a new music video, and all like the album is finished now. So we can't wait to release all that stuff. Like, this is going to be like, the next month is going to be really great for Hey Major, and we can't wait to share everything with our fans and friends around us and family.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song Wax and Wane. What can you tell me about that one?
Wax and Wane is a really old song. Like, it was written when I think it's like 5 years ago. And it always follows. It's funny because this is one of the only songs that's been following us all the way through that Hey Major, when Hey Major was born, it was like the song that we played also with Arranger Clock back then. And we've been changing the lyrics, we've been changing the music, we've been changing the key of the song, like we've been changing like everything. And then we just finally, when we met our label mate, we just like, we went back to that old song I wrote when I was like younger. And it's funny because there was kind of a good lesson also about like just letting things go and letting your music grow as it should be, you know. And then we just I was inspired about I was writing the lyrics outside, and I just saw a bird like flying really fast, and I was just like picturing because Wax and Wane is it's also like a good metaphor about like the moon. And I just told my brother, why we don't write about like a guy just who's he's just flying for a night, he's just going elsewhere like a bird, and he's kind of falling in love with a girl called Luna, which is in a certain way also the moon. So throughout the song, we're just like kind of talking about that guy, fascinated about that person who's called Luna, which is also the moon, and also which is also representing that endless night that shouldn't end, that's never going to end, in his head, in his heart. So it's this is a song about passion, I guess, and like passionate love, and yeah, but in a really pictorial like way.
I love the lyrics of that song. Mick, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much. That was really great.
I gotta head out just for a while, thinking of all the things we do. I don't wanna stay down here, love's a high. I saw it once soon as I, she told me white sugar suited, honey, you look like fiction, and I just wanna know what's true. I wanna feel your boat, it's alright. Darling, I'm flipping out for you. I'm flipping out for you.